History is full of examples of leaders joining together to meet common goals. But rarely have two leaders worked together with such friendship and cooperation as American President Franklin Roosevelt and British Prime Minister Winston Churchill. The two men had much in common. They were both born to wealthy families and were active in politics for many years. Both men loved the sea and the navy, history and nature. Roosevelt and Churchill first met when they were lower-level officials in World War I, but neither man remembered much about that meeting. However, as they worked together during the Second World War, they came to like and trust each other. Roosevelt and Churchill exchanged more than 1,700 letters and messages during 5.5 years. They met many times at large national gatherings and in private talks. The word closeness could best describe their friendship. However, as the war drew to a close, Roosevelt's health deteriorated, and on April 12, 1945, he died of a cerebral hemorrhage. Roosevelt's death ended the deep personal friendship between himself and Winston Churchill. The British leader wrote later about the day he heard the news of the death of his close friend in the White House. "I felt as if I had been struck with a physical blow," Churchill wrote. "My relations with this shining man had played so large a part in the long, terrible years we had worked together. Now they had come to an end, and I was overpowered by a sense of deep and permanent loss."
Multiple choice questions. Question 1. Which of the following is not shared by both Roosevelt and Churchill? Question 2. When did Roosevelt and Churchill meet for the first time? Question 3. What did Roosevelt and Churchill do when they first met? Question 4. Which one of the following statements is true according to the passage? Question 5. What is Churchill's comment on Roosevelt according to the passage?